This week's Mass is the hour of Jesus. Are you ready for that hour? In this Sunday's Mass, he promises to pour out his Spirit, and then he fulfills his promise in that hour. Are you and I truly ready for such a gift, especially in this season of Lent? Find out more next on Breaking the Bread. The Israelites' hearts were hardened by their hardships in the desert. Though they saw God's mighty deeds, in their thirst they grumble and put him to the test. It was a crisis point, recorded in our first reading and recalled again in our responsorial psalm. Like Israel, Jesus too is thirsty in today's gospel, but he thirsts for souls. He longs to give the Samaritan woman the living water that wells up to eternal life. Such water couldn't be drawn from the well of Jacob, father of the Israelites and the Samaritans. But Jesus was something much greater than Jacob. The Samaritans were Israelites who escaped exile when Assyria conquered the northern kingdom 8 centuries before Jesus. They were despised for intermarrying with non-Israelites and worshiping at Mount Gerizim, not Jerusalem. But Jesus tells the woman that the hour of true worship is coming, when all will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, not at Gerizim or Jerusalem. Jesus' hour is the appointed time that St. Paul speaks of in this week's epistle. It is the hour when the rock of our salvation was struck on the cross. Struck by the soldier's lance, living waters flowed out from our rock. These waters are the Holy Spirit, of course, the gift of God. By the living waters, the ancient enmities of Samaritans versus Jews have been washed away. The dividing wall between Israel and Gentiles is broken down. Since that hour, all may drink of the Spirit in baptism. And in this Eucharist, the Lord is now in our midst as he was at the rock of Horeb and at the well of Jacob. In the today of our liturgy, he calls us to believe, I am he. He has come to pour the love of God into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. How can we continue to worship as if we don't understand? How can our hearts remain hardened? For we are children of the Most High God. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.